Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's hear about the three levels of fasting. Number one, the fast of common people. Number two, the fast of the pious. And number three, the fast of the ascetic. Number one, fast of the common people. The literal meaning of fast is to abstain, while by Sharia, it implies to abstain from deliberately eating, drinking and intercourse from dawn, that is Subh-e Sadiq, to sunset. This is called the fast of the common people. Number two, the fast of the pious. In addition to abstaining from eating, drinking and intercourse, avoiding all types of evils is the fast of the pious people. Number three, the third level to fasting, dear viewers, fast of the ascetic. To refrain from all the worldly activities and devote oneself completely to the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal is the fast of the ascetic.
Ya Allah Pak, jab mai Ramadan ata kar hi diya re, hamari maghfirat kar de.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in addition to abstaining from eating and drinking, we must also prevent all our body parts from sins. In Ramadan, the fasting person avoids eating and drinking during the day, which was absolutely permissible even during the day in other months. Now ponder, even the acts such as eating and drinking, which were halal before Ramadan, are forbidden in this sacred month. So the acts which were already haram before Ramadan, such as backbiting, lying, telling tales, suspicion, abusing, watching films, dramas, and non-mahram women, etc., shaving the beard or trimming it less than a fist length, misbehaving with parents, hurting others without the permission of Sharia, will automatically become more severe in this month of Ramadan. While fasting, a person abstains from eating and drinking pure and clean foods in Ramadan, so then why does he not refrain from the haram acts? So if a person avoids eating and drinking in Ramadan, but does not avoid unlawful acts leading to hell, what type of fasting person is he? Remember, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has warned, if anyone does not refrain from indecent talking and evil acts, remember Allah Azza wa Jal does not need his remaining hungry and thirsty. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam also said, fasting implies abstaining not only from drinking and eating, but also from useless and indecent talking. Therefore, as a fasting person refrains from eating and drinking, he should also abstain from sins such as lying, backbiting, suspicion, laying a false blame, misusing his tongue, etc.